Ashley. And bring your boyfriend with you, Ashley. Come on. Come on. He will do without you for about 20 minutes. Come on. Anybody else is willing to come? Come on. We're going to sing page 12. And y'all might as well stand. Come on, Lauren.
Slow that down. I tell you what, I take y'all for granted a lot. I really do. And it's because you're so good. It's because you're so, I just love that. That was exciting this morning. It just got me. But I tell you what, are you ready if the Lord calls? I mean, can you imagine? I like that. Just we're all headed down the highway and all of a sudden we disappear. I mean, it's going to be something. I don't know what the lie is they're going to tell. They're going to try to explain something about where we all went. But we're going to be gone. We're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to be excited. Let me get back to what I was supposed to be doing. 93 in Sunday school this morning. Great Amen. Attendance in Sunday school this morning. Angels class of Cease Trist, they exceeded their enrollment this morning, and the most in attendance this morning was in the ambassador's class. I want to stop too and commend you on the giving. Again, last month in the monthly report, Sunday school giving exceeded the obligation that we've asked ourselves to commit to the mission program. I just appreciate so much that you give, and God will bless you for doing that, and I ask you to just continue that. That's just wonderful. Appreciate you doing that. And also, most importantly this morning, we had 11 people visiting with us this morning, and there's others that may have come in since Sunday school. If you're visiting with us today, we thank you so much. You're a special guest for being in God's house today, and we just ask if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, we'd invite you to just come back and be with us all the time here at New Salem Baptist Church. Go ahead.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
I got a card I'd like to read, and it, you know, goes right along with what Brother Don's talking about in missions, but this says, thank you, dear friends, for your prayers and continued support. May God richly bless your faithfulness. And that is from Sandy McClure, where she and her husband, AJ, were missionaries, or they are missionaries. Brother AJ died, you know, passed on. And so the church made the decision to continue supporting Miss Sanders. She's on the field. She's working, doing God's work. And we just said, we're just going to continue on. And look, God still blesses. You know, we could have taken that and sent it somewhere else, but God still blessed. He'll do that. So just keep giving, and he'll keep using it where you send it. Amen. Just a few things. Nina sent a text and said Billy's blood pressure has dropped real low, and they're waiting on the doctor to call them back. So let's pray for Billy. Everything will be all right there. So we'll remember them. This coming Tuesday, June 19th, the ladies will be having their meeting. They're going to be having dinner served, so ladies, come and join them. It'll start at 6:30 down at McCagg Hall. Bring somebody with you and just enjoy some good fellowship. That'll be this Tuesday night. And Brother Turner mentioned in his prayer about all those that went to singing school. Well, Kristen and, who was it, Lindy, Kristen, Turner, and Ashley, the church sent them, helped support them. They'd like to thank you for that. You know, and then Turner received a full scholarship for next year. Oh, we didn't support you. Yeah, Sandra and David and Sue, they all went, but we didn't help you. But they would like to say thank you. And, you know, Turner getting a scholarship, well, that just gives us an opportunity to send somebody else next year. Amen. So that's what we'll do. Just thanks to those that went down. And, you know, I can't sing. I'm glad they can, and just go carry on there. June 30th, Saturday, the fire department's going to have their 4th of July celebration. You know, 4th of July is on a Wednesday this year, so they're going to do it on the 30th. On that Saturday, they'll start serving barbecue at 11 o'clock and just go. It says to 3, but just till it runs out. Usually it runs out before 3 o'clock because it's good and people go up there and get it. Entertainment will start at 6, so if you'd like to go, they'll have something all day. Bring you a blanket and a chair and just be ready to go to have a good time. And then the fireworks will start at dark. So that's on the 30th on Saturday. Any birthdays or anniversaries? Yeah, Evan and Brittany's got an anniversary tomorrow. That's right.
All right.
Stand up. Yeah, I know.
Happy birthday to you.
Down to music school. I appreciate them going down and keeping the music going, New Salem Baptist Church. It's evident here that people care about music, and I'm thankful for that. They were sponsored by New Salem Baptist Church Music Fund.
Amen.
Now, I know the church gets credit, and I don't think it's a credit issue. Who's claiming credit? But I'd like to recommend anytime you get an extra dollar or two, you can make a donation to that, and we'll send them again next year. Amen.
Amen.
And I wanted everybody to understand how that's took care of. And there's donations coming in still quite often to the music fund, but it wouldn't hurt us every now and then if you got an extra dollar or two. I'm sure, they'd use it to sponsor some young people next year also in music school. We're looking ahead if the Lord tarries. I want to make one announcement. I don't know. Some of y'all know this. I didn't know it till this morning, but I'm very excited about it. Dwayne and Jessica are expecting.
All right.
Amen. I'm telling you, they're going to fill this house with pretty little girls, aren't they? What about if we got a boy this time? Is it a possibility? But I thought, what two pretty little young ladies they got coming into the church house, and they're just going to add to it, right? Anybody else expecting? Whose turn was it next?
If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Eddie, we ask God's blessing on offering.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, I praise you for this wonderful day you've given us, dear Lord, to come and worship with you today, dear Lord. Dear Lord, be it Brother Jesus, he brings a message to us, dear Lord. Some of them in the house does not know you, dear Lord. I pray that they've come forward today to take up this offering, dear Lord. Use your new way, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Some bad morning when the sun Who means out in the night.
I was in the night,
but praise the Lord, I've been found. He took a sin sick soul and made me whole, and it's only by the blood of the Lamb
I'm singing.
But by the blood that was shed at the cruel cross, I would still be lost.
I would be so lost.
Brother, my soul is free.
I have been set free some glad
morning. I
hear the call, my feet will leave the ground. My soul is sanctified, ready to ride, and it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Altar of prayer, Jesus met me there, friends had gathered around. When that great holy dove came from above, it was only by the blood of the Lamb I'm singing.
But by the blood that was shed at the
cruel cross,
I would still be lost.
I would be so lost.
Brother, my soul is free.
I have been set free some glad
morning. I
hear the call, my feet will leave the ground. My soul is sanctified, ready to ride, and it's only by the blood of the Lamb,
the Lamb. But by the blood that was shed at the
cruel cross, I would
still be lost.
I would be so lost.
By the sacrifice at
Calvary,
Brother, my soul is free.
I have been set free some glad
morning. I
hear the call, my feet will leave the ground. My soul is sanctified, ready to ride, and it's only by the blood of
shed at the
cruel cross, I would
still be lost.
I would be so lost.
By the sacrifice at
Calvary,
Brother, my soul is free.
I have been set free some glad
morning. When I
hear the call, my feet will leave the ground. My soul is sanctified, ready to ride,
and it's
only by the blood of the Lamb. I'm not too good at that, so thank you for that.
Well, I want to thank my Savior for amazing grace. Now he's gone to prepare a place, and when I reach that city on the other side, with him I'll abide. There will be no sorrow on the other side, for our bodies will be glorified when we
rise up.
In his face we'll see
Jesus brought salvation to me. Praise his name. Since that day I'm not the same, and I will praise him yonder in eternity.
With the Lord I will be
free.
other shore. Pain is gone and it comes no more. To walk around that city there will be so grand. In that promised land there will be no sorrow on the other side. For our bodies will be glorified when we
rise up.
Rise up.
Rise up.
In his face we'll see
Jesus brought salvation to me. Praise his name. Since that day I am not the same, and I will praise him yonder in eternity.
Will, I mean, really listen to the words of this song. It, I believe this song was a key to what we felt down there. The Spirit was just moving, and just listen to the words. Too.
Lead me, Lord, guide me, keep me close to Thee. Every
day,
all of the way till I see the gates of that beautiful place open wide. Oh, Lord, stand by my side, ever by my side. Lord, you loved me when I was astray. You kept my soul day by day. Still the gates open. Oh Lord, please stand by me. When I am weary or when troubles
now longing, heaven is waiting, just to join in all the celebrating. Oh, my Lord,
what a morning.
What a morning.
morning, coming in the by and by.
What a morning,
seems to hear loved ones shouting glory as the old saints tell the gospel story. Oh my Lord,
what a morning,
what a morning
when we meet them in the sky.
Oh Lord, what a morning
when we meet
on that shore.
We'll see
our loved ones,
and
we evermore shall never die.
What a glad time of celebration when we join in all the jubilation. Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
what a morning
yonder in the by and by.
Very soon now will be its returning. All the earth groans and the sea is churning. Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
what a morning coming in the by and by.
What a morning,
seems to hear
listen,
heed the calling. It is too late when the sky starts falling. Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
what a morning
when we meet them in the sky.
The sky.
What a glad, glad morning
when
we
meet
on that
shore.
We'll see
our loved
ones,
and we nevermore shall
never die. What a glad time of celebration when we join in all the jubilation. Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
a morning yonder in the by and by.
What a morning, glad morning
when
we
meet
on that shore.
We'll
see,
our loved ones,
glad time of celebration when we join in all the jubilation. Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
a morning yonder in the by and by.
What a morning,
what a happy morning
when
we meet
on that shore.
On that shore we'll see,
our
loved ones,
and
we nevermore shall
die.
What a glad time of celebration
when we join in all the jubilation.
Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
our morning
yonder in the by and by.
What a glad
morning
when
we
meet
on
that
shore.
We'll see
our
loved ones
live,
never
die.
What a glad time of celebration
when we join in all the jubilation.
Oh, my Lord,
what a morning,
a morning
yonder in the by and by.
Thank you.
I feel like I've been to church, don't y'all? I believe the Lord spoke already. I ain't got much else to say other than to mention about Father's Day. And Melvin, you going to tell them about what you saw down there Friday night? I thought he'd just pop up any time. Amen.
I will say, Christian and Mindy, they're what the big eyeball is looking on them. I think it's kind of a couple of boys out there. So, I've got them on camera and here on my telephone anyway. I ain't going to say nothing about Ashley back there because her boyfriend's back there. We'll let turn and go.
Amen. Young folks, I want y'all to be ready in a few minutes to come back singing up. We're going to close the service, y'all, up here today. So y'all be picking it and get ready. I ain't had enough of that yet, have y'all? I was old enough and wise enough a long time ago to know when the Lord speaks through somebody, let them speak. Amen. Let them have the voice. It's not always about me, is it? I want to recognize the dads this morning. Let's get all the dads up and bring them up front. Got a gift for you. If I can get them all up here pretty quick. All dads, come up front of the house. If you get on up this way, got something I want to give you this morning. No. Greg, they don't even like kids. Hey man, got a good group coming up this way, haven't we? Look at all these dads. I want you to give Dwayne, too. All right. Oh, he's got one of the babies outside. We'll get to him in a minute. Amen. Come on down this way, Dwayne. Come on down this way, Dwayne. Some of y'all didn't hear that, but Jessica and Dwayne are expecting. Thank the Lord. I mean, just bring us another one of these little pretty girls in here. Might even get a boy this time. Can't ever tell. I want to say that a good group down here, dads, the strength and the support of the church, and appreciate what y'all do for the church and also for your kids. I thought a long time ago about daddies. You know, I had a dad that never did set really the right example for me, but I thank God that he put me in a family that did. If you don't get anything else today, I hope you can let your children know that it's about the Lord, it's about church and service to God. That's what it's about. That's the greatest thing we can teach them. That's the only thing you can teach them that'll last eternal. Everything else will come and go. But I'm thankful for everybody. All right, starting up here, anybody want to say anything? We got time. I'm not going to preach. I believe the word's being spoke here this morning by everybody else. Got time. Anybody want to say anything? Amen. I'd like to commend the school for doing such a good job. You know, I went to school too, and it didn't do that good with me. Amen. But they're doing a good job down there. And I believe we'll send them again next year if they want to go. I believe it'll happen, don't y'all? Amen. Somebody else got something to say this morning. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Y'all just feel free. Anyone?
I just want to thank the Lord for being able to be a father. I had a wonderful father. And I just thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? Any others? Anyone? I don't want to cut anybody short. You got something to say? Anyone else? Guys? Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, I believe we got a gift for everybody. Is it pocket knives? Or guns, bullets? I don't know what we got. Amen. Huh? Fishing poles, fishing lures, they'll take it. Amen. Got a gift for everybody. Amen. I tell everybody while they're giving these gifts out, I had a little episode this week with a young man rode on my bumper so hard that it kind of aggravated me. And then after he got around me, I got looking at his bumper sticker and it said, Jesus sucks. And I was so hot and so aggravated and so mad, I wanted to run into the back of him. It's just all I could do to keep from rear-ending him, you know. And he said that he was a tree-hugging dirt worshiper. That's what his bumper sticker said. And it just got the best of me. And Linda Keith, Sister Linda, came in a little while ago, and she said, I read something that really stood out to me and said, kind of describes you. She said, pray for your pastor that he's got patience and not strength, or he'll need bail money too. Amen. I just about rear end that young man, I'm telling you. It just burned me up to the core. I just couldn't handle it. Good to see everybody here today. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Appreciate all these dads and what they stand for and their families. Brother Jim's got it right. I'm going to tell you something. If you won't take care and support your family, you won't take care of the church either. That's just the way it is. Amen. If you can't love a family, you can't love a church, I believe. And so if you ever get a pastor here that don't take care of his family, get rid of him. Fire him. Run him off. He won't be worth a dime to you. All right. Anything else? I'm going to let these guys all go sit down. We're going to bring our singing group back up, and they're going to close the service. What do y'all got?
I got a light, got scissors, a knife, and a knife.
They won't be worth a dime now. They'll just be playing their toys, won't they? All right. Bring the group back up, David, Sue, and y'all come up. Thank you. Now I can look and see what we got, right? See what David was playing with. Good gift. Now I want to make this open very plain. Everybody that feels like they've been to church today and feel like they felt the presence of God, as these young people sing, just stand up and show our appreciation and support and worship and praise of God. Amen. Anybody that feel like you got shorted and didn't get preached to, if you want to stay over, I can handle that. Amen. I just happen to have one laid by. Oh, by the way, it's on the back burner. But I feel like the Lord's done what he'd have us to do here today. I don't have a doubt in it. Just seeing these young people is a blessing to me, isn't it? I'll guarantee you we're going to send them to school next year. More than this, if they'll go. All right, y'all go ahead. You're going to be dismissed this Sunday.
Trust in me. there, your dearest friend, and I will never let go of your hand.
Amen. Good job. Good job. Good job. Praise the Lord. Kristen, I want you to dismiss with a prayer, if you would.